Hey, I'm figuring I better get the mic before Christian closes shop. So for those who, probably some of you don't know me, I'm Larry. I've been coming to JCM for about 4 months since end of December. And all throughout last year and even now, God has been putting me through the desert because I had not been faithful to him before for 27 years. My sister's a missionary. And I hadn't been faithful at all to him. So for 27 years, I think I had been unfaithful to him. And then, you know, the Lord said, you know, that's enough. And he put me through the desert. And I praise the Lord for that because he's brought me back. But all throughout last year, I was going through such a hard time that I didn't think I could hold on. And we all say that God, you know, he doesn't test us beyond our strength, our endurance, but he also, when we reach that point, he gives us rests and he lets us rest. And I came to JACM at the end of last year because I had basically run out of all options. I was looking for a new church to go to somewhere. And I came to JACM, and of course that man over there welcomed me, and a lot of you welcomed me, and it was like coming home. And I had never felt that before anywhere else, especially in a church. So, I think the last 4 months has been one of the hardest, toughest times that I've gone through in my rather short life. But I praise the Lord for it, and I praise the Lord that he actually sent me to JACM, that he put me here, that I may be surrounded by the people who will always reach out to me. And several times now, I've never actually gone and talked to a pastor of my own volition before, but I was like calling him, and I was like asking him to come talk to me, and you know, to, like Brian said, 안겨, you know, just to basically cry on his shoulder, because, you know, I was at that, I was at that limit. And I just want to tell you that we don't pray in vain, that the Lord, he has good things in mind. And I just want to tell you before everybody that since yesterday and today, that God has shown me hope, that that I no longer need to despair, but there's hope. And he's showing it to me today and yesterday. I actually went to the Itaewon small group, but then afterwards, God actually started opening up the way that I thought had been closed, and I was so desperate that, you know, I couldn't really think of anything I could do. But I think the prayers of the people who, and especially Pastor Sam, I know he prayed for me. His prayers reached through, and that God, he listens to those who cry out for him. And I know that Pastor Sam cried out for me. And so I really want to thank you. And I know that the Lord willing, and unless he prevents it, you know, like with his literally with his hand, that I shall be at your wedding. And I'll be there for all the people at JACM who can't be there, but I know who will be there in their hearts. So, and so I just want to thank you before everybody else. Good luck to you in Chicago.